St. Simon's Church. When arriving in Valmiera by the Riga motorway, you can't miss the majestic silhouette of the church steeple, which is a major landmark of the city. It seems like a symbol of stability, pride, and tenacity to survive through difficult times, as well as belief in peace and the future of the city. Construction of St. Simon's Church was begun in 1283, making it one of the oldest stone buildings in Latvia. It was built in mixed Romanesque and early Gothic styles, while the Baroque tower was added later in mid-18th century. The church bears the name of Saint Simon's, one of Jesus' disciples, as the building site was consecrated and the foundation stone was laid on the 28th of October, the feast day of Saint Simon. During the so-called Livonian War of the late 1500s, foreign armies crisscrossed Latvia as Sweden, Russia, Poland, and their various allies struggled to dominate the Baltic. During the Livonian War, two cannonballs crashed through the wall of St. Simon's Church and fell inside the building. To commemorate the event, the two cannonballs were laid in the church's northern wall, where they remain today. At the beginning of the 17th century, a Swedish army captured Valmiera, and Swedish King Gustav Adolf II visited the church after taking the town and participated in the church service. Until the Protestant Reformation, St. Simon's Church was a Roman Catholic congregation. Then, except for short intervals during the Polish rule, it served as a Lutheran church. During the Soviet period, the church building was protected as all-Union architectural monument and used as a concert hall, and it had a small historical exhibition as well. By the entrance to the church, on the left side, you can see remains of a pillory chain. This was a punishment place for those who did not obey the rules and regulation of the Tsar, landlords, or the church. Near the entrance of the church, on the Gauja side, is a monument to the first Latvian-born pastor Janis Neilands. From the viewing platform of the church tower, one can see panorama of the city and its neighborhood. On your way up the steep stairway to the tower platform, you may need a stop for a breath. It will be a good idea to use the time for viewing the exhibition of Old Valmiera in photos and count the steps to the top of the tower.